When you teach young children, they are very concrete and they pay attention to what you say. There was a fireman who visited a school and was teaching the children how to be safe, how to feel a door to see if there's a fire on the other side, how to call 911, how to run out of the building to save yourself. And after a long lesson, the fireman said, "Children, what would you do if your clothes were on fire?" And the child said, "One thing I wouldn't do is put them on." Children are very concrete. They know the difference between what is said and what is real, and they pay attention. Sometimes we don't make a distinction between what happens to us and who we are as people. You've often heard the phrase, "You are not what people call you, but what you answer to." You are not the sum total of what happens to you, but what you choose to become. Last week, I underlined the fact that one of the philosophies out there in the world is that achievement makes you. What you achieve in life, the fame you have. And the gospel is totally different. The gospel said your achievements do not speak of who you are, but who you have become as a person. Remember that simple phrase, although people look at it sometimes with disdain. It's not how you win or lose, it's how you play the game. I remember seeing soccer in slow motion for the first time. People pulling on the jerseys, stepping on feet, tripping each other, and they say, "Well, that's the way the game is played." I go, "That's a poor excuse for lacking skill. You should be able to outrun your opponent, outthink them, outscore them, because you have physically and mentally prepared for the sport. When you have to cheat as a way of playing something, it's a way of lying publicly." And so in our own life, when your clothes are on fire, don't put them out. When your reputation is on fire, that's not you. When people talk bad about you, that is not you. Who you are as a human being deep down, by being honest and humble before your God, is who you are. There was a husband and wife once who went to a new church. And you know, couples like to joke around. And the husband went up for 4 desserts. And the wife says, "You know, we're just new here. They're going to think you're a glutton." He says, "No, they won't. I said it was for you." No matter how much we mock other people, we laugh at them. You know the illusion of the guy who cuts down his neighbor's fence and thinks his fence is higher? Sometimes when we look at people who are having trouble, we like to think that we have become better. "See, I'm not like him. I'm not like her." What we should be saying is, "That's a warning. Maybe I should try even more to become a better person." Not take delight in the fact that someone else is failing. Another person's failure does not make you a success. So try hard. Focus on who you are becoming as a person. And whether you succeed, whether people notice, whether people claim to elevate you, these are all illusions that have nothing to do with reality. If all the angels in heaven said you were great, or all the devils in hell said you were bad, none of these words would change you, except who you really are. Focus on possibilities, not on illusions. Slava Isusu Christu.